phase down, if not phase out, fossil fuels. We must invest billions, if not trillions of dollars, into green technologies and infrastructures. We must stop with this illusion of consumer capitalism, which measures progress by more and more excessive consumption to the detriment not only of social inequality and injustice, but to the detriment of the planet that is the source of life. And if I could just end on one point, we have, through science and technology, made tremendous progress. We live in a world where we have the highest rates of literacy, the longest lifespans, the greatest access to information ever in the history of humankind. So there's much that should give us hope. But at the same time, we, for the first time in history, are in a position to destroy ourselves. To destroy ourselves through our addiction to a materialistic ideology which measures human progress and happiness in terms of consuming more and more. The exciting thing is that this gives us an opportunity to reimagine the very idea of progress, the pursuit of happiness, the very idea of civilization. Why have we, through these thousands of years of evolution, come to this one point of planetization where spiritualization, understanding that at the core, our well-being and our recognition, our ability to transcend our egos, to recognize the wholeness and interdependence of human relations, depends on that deeper spiritual transcendental dimension and not our animalistic, egotistic self. So that is why I think we have a great responsibility. Great responsibility, because getting back to what I said earlier, the bad news that we see is the symptom of a deeper disease. That deeper disease is selfishness, it's indifference, it's ordinary people underestimating their own power to bring about change. And my final point is, having worked in the United Nations and the international courts and with, you know, the elites, the powerful elites, my faith is in ordinary people rising up, because the real revolutions don't come from the top down, they come from the bottom up. The real profound seismic shifts that really turn the tide are rooted in people's consciousness. When people's values are transformed in family life, in the neighborhood, in the workplace, in the school, in the community life, that is where we either pick up some very harmful, divisive, egotistic attitudes, which are then replicated in the bigger world of politics and business and what have you, or we pick up those values of empathy, compassion, justice, sacrifice, selflessness. So we should never underestimate the importance and responsibility and power that we have to be part of that greater transformation.
Wow. So powerful, so wonderful, so empowering. This is what we need in the world to survive extinction. I agree, we're heading towards extinction, and the thoughts that you brought out are so on point and so relevant. And we just really appreciate you for joining us and sharing your powerful words of wisdom with us. And we just hope and pray that you'll continue on and be a blessing to humanity as we know it. And help us to create this world in a wonderful, positive way. So we really thank you, and thank you for taking some time out of your busy schedule to join us and share some of your beautiful, wonderful, powerful words.
It is my great pleasure, and as I said, I think that with thoughtful people like yourself providing a forum for these meaningful conversations, that is what gives me hope, and that's why it's always a pleasure to be on your show, dear brother.
Oh, beautiful. So wonderful. Well, we thank you, and we'll have to let you go for now. And we're really looking forward to having you again on our program. And hopefully we can get you again, once again, live in our studio. That would be such an honor.
Thank you. The honor would be mine. All the best.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you. Bye for now.
And we apologize for the puppies. Even they want to be heard. So we'll be right back.
Time to start my day. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold up. Oh my God, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
All right, we're back, and we're going to carry on with our program, and we're going to get to my brother, Shkwait Shachlech, and we're going to play his song of the week, which is a remix of Dire Straits' Walk of Life. So that takes me back in time. So let's have a listen. Enjoy, everyone. That was a remix of Dire Straits, Walk of Life, and man, it had us dancing in the studio here. That really reminded me of my grandmother. And sometimes I'd get to her place and she would have this on the radio. And yeah, and I'm sure she's up in the sky right now with our ancestors dancing away.
Yes.
And I have on with us on the line my brother Shkwait Shakhlach. And for people out there that don't know him, he's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, the big forest fires of a few years ago and the big flood of a few years ago. And just a really extreme survivalist, a big inspiration to myself and many other people that know his story. And yeah, so man, what an awesome song you picked, as usual. Really had me dancing around. Yeah, so welcome, Shkwait.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah.
Hello, hello.
Good to be alive another week.
Yeah, yeah. We have our subject today, and it's on unification. And we'd love to hear your words on that.
When I think of unification, I think, you know, kind of like Frankenstein. You know, if we don't band together, Frankenstein's going to end each of us one at a time. You know, whereas if we don't gather up with our pitchforks and torches, Frankenstein's gonna smash us. But when we can band together, you know, for the benefit and safety of the community, you know, that's what I think of. It's for the safety of the community. Unification.
That's a pretty good analogy too, because we were just speaking with our international law lawyer about all of this, and he was bringing up, like, you know, like what we're facing right now in the environment, and that's more or less the Frankenstein that you're talking about. You know, we have to band together to make this world right and make it a survivable place for not only us as human beings but all the creatures. So yeah, that's pretty powerful what you come up with.
Yeah, you know, that's the only thing I, you know, think of is for the safety and benefit of the community, unification. You know, like I said, Frankenstein will smash us one by one if we think we're going to line up and defeat him. You know, he's twice our size.
Yeah.
And, you know, that goes for government and all that. You know, whatever our Frankensteins might be. You know, and at the same time, it's for, you know, kind of like the old days, they used to have a barn raising party, you know, to help each other raise a barn.
Oh, yeah.
Because some of those big, elaborate barns, you know, I think the person who started it, thinking he's going to do it by himself, his grandkids will be finishing it all. You know? if they're going to do it by themselves.
Yeah.
You know, bringing the community in.
Yeah.
Done in one good old party weekend. Yeah, so, you know, it's for the safety and for the benefit of the community, unification. That's what I think of.
So beautiful, wonderful words. As usual, we really appreciate you coming on live and sharing with us some of the wisdom that you have and bring to all of us. And Yes. All the inspiration that you bring to us, the music, it's just a real blessing and
amazing.
Yeah, and it brings us unity.
Yes.
And it brings us closer together and unifies us, and we really appreciate that.
Much indeed.
Yeah, we can all be unified in our walk of life.
Yeah, that's for sure. Very true. Well, we thank you so much for joining us again and bringing us some beautiful music and wonderful words. And we wish you a great rest of your week and weekend and lots of health in your recovery from all your ailments, and just continue to be a big inspiration to us and the rest of the world.
Okay, thank you guys for having me on. Thank you for all your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. And I send it all back to you there at the studio and
to all
the listeners abroad. Thousandfold.
Thank you so much. So we're looking forward to hearing from you again very soon next week. And lots of love to you. And bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye for now.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother Shkwait Shakhlak from Gwaishkina, BC, and always a big inspiration and a lot of blessings to this radio program. So we're going to carry on with the rest of our show here. We're going to play some music from Dead Meadow and their song called Sleepy Silver Door. And a big shout out to my niece in the hospital right now, fighting for her air, her breathing, and on a ventilator. We wish her well. We wish her fast recovery.
Yes.
And lots of health. And I know she enjoys our music here, so this one's a really good one. So let's have a listen to Dead Meadow and their song Sleepy Silver Door. And also coming up, we're going to be talking with Lady Fima.
Thank you.
And Celia. So
wonderful.
Yeah. Enjoy, everyone. Thank you. back. We're going to turn this down a bit because we don't want to run out of time. And we're going to get to Lady Fahima and Celia on our subject of unification. So we'll start with Lady Fahima.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Oh, I was wondering what she was talking about. It was the music I had to turn down. Sorry about that.
No worries.
Okay, yeah, go for it.
Yeah, it's the subject unification, and is just outstanding vocabulary, some very powerful regarding this unified. I feel so privileged that I'm unified with the member, with the student, wonderful student of Simon Fraser University on top of the mountain of Burnaby City, and engaging, you know, basically with all the interview, unique interview of Dr. Payam Akhavan, international lawyer of United Nations, is such a privilege at the very, very busy time of his project, and he was out of the United Kingdom during the traveling, accepted this occasion to have this session of the interview, unique interview for the Simon Fraser University for the students. Such a privilege, such a unified that we are all as one nation walking together in the powerful way, climbing up and engaging with one another, and acceptance of one another, and the work toward the victory and the peace. And I wish the blessing for each one of you, and the blessing for every one of you across the country, outside of the country, and many blessings to Dr. Akhavan, especially to have such significant interview, powerful interview, bring us a motivation and wonderful feeling he left in this Mother Earth. And my love, peace, appreciation to all of you, to the universe, and after all, I am the student of mankind. I am a student of mankind. Thank you very much for having
me. Yeah, very beautiful words as usual, and just always an inspiration and a blessing to our program here. And thank you so much for joining us live.
You're most welcome.
Yes.
Thank you.
And so we'll get to the President of Minnecata Park Association, Celia. What are your words on unification?
Hello, everyone. I've been listening to this beautiful program and all the words of wisdom and insight that people are sharing in heart. For unification, initially I was thinking from a human-to-human level, and then my mind, as I started to reflect, I thought more about this whole big mystery of life, you know, nature, the animals, and everything, and I think it's unification for me starts with that fundamental recognition that we're all part of this, we're all integral to this world, and anything we do or don't do, or you know, all of that, it affects others, and it can affect others in positive, beautiful ways, or it can also destroy or be destructive. And so what Dr. Avan was saying about what Wickedesk was saying earlier about the individual, like that there's that individual work, and then there's also this group, everyone with a purpose, and his purpose that he stated, of course, is this real imminent thing that, and like you've said, that we're, you know, we're on this verge of extinction, and I think we look around and see billions of us and go, how is, you know, no, and we kind of deny it. But I think ways, you know, if we can find ways to work on ourselves too, where we notice when we're being highly judgmental, or me versus you, or we have unhealed wounds and stuff, all of that are kind of barriers or obstacles to this state of being unified with others, whereas curiosity, appreciation, all of that is more going to help grow that, taking care of our health and taking care of our stress. and one little thing that I wanted to say is Dr. Abam was talking, you know, he's talking very large world level, and I think that's really important and really necessary. And he was also saying that a lot of change happens at, or most of the change happens at the root, grassroots level, which is what I was, I think both are necessary, and somewhere in the middle is also necessary, and we all play different parts. I wanted to say one thing that jumped to mind is even meditation. For some people, that can be the way they contribute. They did a group meditation, and they've done it several times now, that it can help reduce murder rates, other criminality in the world, because it's like a form of prayer, like a prayer or an intention for others. Or some people do it more through kindness acts during the day, or through doing group activities with a common purpose to help humanity or the world, nature, that type of thing. So I think there's so many different roles that any individual can play, that I think that's the big thing is, don't get, you know, make sure if you start to feel paralyzed that you can't play a role, just go, I'm going to do something. And whatever it is, if it's towards this cause of helping, helping us maybe avoid extinction.
Yeah, beautiful and wonderful. Thank you so much for all your input and wise words also.
Thank you.
Yeah, so we're going to have to say bye for now. So thank you so much.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye for now. Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was the president of Minnetonka Park Association and also Lady Faima.
Thank you
for joining us. Yeah. And we're going to end our program with a song from Ben Woods, and it's called Tide Ripper. Thank you all for joining us. Come back next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and listen to Free Voices. Enjoy, everyone. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.